for planting. The first thing you have to do is to break up the land.
Yeah, plow it up and diss it and bait and make your rows up again, bait them up again, the plant.
What different kinds of plows did people used to have?
You mean now or in olden times?
Well, just both. If they have they changed much? Or?
No, and the plowing is just, well, it's a difference now. They used to plow with mules, but now they all have tractors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, the tools are just about the same, Earl.
Yeah, the tools.
Just about the same.
Do you remember when
Because we've never farmed rice like those big rice farms.
Do you remember when they'd plow with mules and they'd have two of them hitched together? Do you remember what they called that? They say they had a what?
A team.
A team?
Uh-huh.
Or a pair of mules?
Uh-huh.
Or a pair of horses, whatever they'd put together. It's a pair. Or a team, so like Roy.
Uh-huh. What about the different, what were some of the names of some of the kinds of plows that people had?
The names of plow?
Uh-huh. The different plows.
Well, in French, il y avait la charrue doux and charrue simple.
What are those?
That's a
single plow to...
De la Pérouse and the Mirebusson, they call that the... It would plow, but it would throw both ways, and, you know, dip both sides. Call that a Mirebusson.
Anything else? Are you familiar with that? The middle?
Yes.
And, the way the little crop, the plants when he was small, cultivated.
Yeah, they had things to hoe it too.
And cultivator.
Mm-hmm. And to hoe it, they called that some griffe. Griffe ton coton, griffe ton maïs.
Oh, they had different names there. And
they still use those type of tools on tractors too. Those that people that farm cotton and corn. Because that's the only thing we farm, cotton and corn.
They already got a French name for it, la hache.
Yeah, hache.
Spring tooth, there's tooth.
I don't know if you understand what's a hache, huh? That's what they use to horror
land.
After
your land is plowed, if it's by big,
clouds of dirt.
Dirt again, well, they use something to break it, smooth that up. That's what they call that, a hache in French. It's a horror in English, we call it.
When you're working cotton, when you get up there with the hoe and you sort of thin the cotton out, what would they say they were doing then?
Éclaircir mon coton, or thinning out the cotton. French, it's just réparer, éclaircir mon coton.
What's English?
Thin it out.
Thin
it out.
Do you ever hear scrape it or chop it?
Chop it too. And scrape it, that's when they do it for you to hoe it.
What do you mean?
A scrape it, that's when they use past those little horrors on the side.
It's a special tool plow.
Especially to when you go hoe it.
On both sides of the plant, it push the dirt away and it leave just the plant. Then you just chop it.
What does chop it mean?
Thin it out.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of grass will grow up in the cotton field?
What different types?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, they have cockerbirds, bluegrass, and
crop grass.
Mm-hmm. It's all type of grass.
Ça, c'est les arcochins.
The cockerbirds, c'est les arcochins. Crop grass, c'est le chien d'en. Bluegrass, that's the only name
we got for it.
Yes. And it's a bad grass, too, for the cotton.
Uh-huh.
Corn look like you can make cotton, but the cotton is hard to hold with that.
Crop of corn. Okay. And you know when you're plowing,